Argentina, equivalent to the 19th day of March, 2025 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are not tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijjaniya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijjaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the ninth ayah of Surah Fatih. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Lukina, will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us. We are streaming live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan ABU Zaria.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لتؤمنوا بالله ورسوله وتعذروه وتوكروه وتسبحوه بكرة وعشيلا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدر مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لتؤمنوا بالله ورسوله وتعزروه وتؤكروه وتسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا Allah is still telling us about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who is this Prophet to us? إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا. Allah sent the messenger of Allah. Even though Suhail bin Amru, that is writing, said, is not a pledge that is writing on behalf of himself and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah knows that the messenger is his prophet. He said, Arsalnaka, I sent you as a witness, as one to give glad tidings, and as one to warn. And for the mu'min that the Prophet was sent to, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that you people, you should believe completely, 100% in Allah and in the messenger of Allah. What was the ruhu? And when you believe in him, you try your best as much as possible to support him in everything he will do. What to akiruhu? And respect him, utmost respect. Then for Allah that sent him, what is tasbihuhu bukratan wa asila? For you to always make tasbihi of Allah bukratan wa asila, mornings and evenings. Supporting the Prophet in whatever he is doing is a must. Respecting the Prophet utmost is a must. You can see Allah here always in the Quran, out of his respect, utmost respect for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he doesn't call him by name when he's talking to him. He says, Ya Ayuhal Rasul, Ya Ayuhal Muzammil. He doesn't say, Ya Muhammad. Mm-mm. And he's asking us to also respect him. Then for Allah that sent him, we should remember Allah morning and evening by doing tasbihi. What is tasbihi? Tasbihi is saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. If you look at this word tasbihi, when does a Muslim say Subhanallah? It's an exclamation mark. An exclamation mark. When do you do exclamation mark? When do you exclaim? You exclaim of two things. If something very astonishing and bewildering that is interesting you and captivating you has happened, say Subhanallah. For example, just as an example, you saw a car coming. You have never seen a car as beautiful and as in a shape like this. You have never even seen the car. You just saw a car coming. What is this? It's a car.
Then,
as the car is coming, suddenly you see it rise. It becomes a small helicopter, flies, and goes away. So, this is a car? I said, yes. It can fly, it can be a car. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. It's astonishing, whittling, very beautiful, and very captivating. Then, you are also going on the street. Then maybe there is somebody, a very beautiful lady. Then in the street, he decided that he wants to show off her body and start undressing. That he's showing off her body. This something obscene to see. Quickly you cover us. What is that? SubhanAllah. This obscene. Or somebody just stand up and decided that he quarreled with somebody. He went, he removed his knife and stabbed him in the presence. SubhanAllah. So normally, SubhanAllah is an exclamation mark that you make for something that is very interesting to you and you like it, but it's beyond your reasoning, or something that is not interesting for you is beyond your imagination that something as bad as that can happen. Then how does it come with Allah? It says SubhanAllah. It means far away is Allah removed from any ops, anything that is near imperfection. Everything about Allah is perfect. Far away is He removed from any fault or any imperfection. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Which means when you look at the sky, you see it. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ. You see it again. يَنْقَلِبُ إِلَيْكَ بَصَرٌ يَنْقَلِبُ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِيًا وَخَاسِرٌ. You look back. Like Allah said, look at this sky, كَرَّتَيْنِ. Second time. You are not seeing any column holding it. Nothing is holding it. You are wondering about it. Like, SubhanAllah. How far is Allah away from any imperfection? His work is perfect. Then when you hear that Allah's punishment can befall somebody who all the while have refused to follow Allah, SubhanAllah, if not Allah, who can give this correct punishment? So Subhana is to distance Allah away from any imperfection. That's why when Allah wants it, the Prophet is teaching us to recognize Allah as our sole educator, our sole upbringer. In your ruku, he says, Subhana. Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdihi. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. My real Lord that is educating me, bringing me up, training me day and day. Far away is he from any imperfection. This is Allah now. Wa bihamdihi. The praise is for him. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. My mother may be training me. My father may be talking to me, telling me to do this, but the real one that is above all those that will train me, not my lecturer, not my father now, is Allah, is Rabb, Rabbi al-A'la, wa bihamdi. Watusabbihu bukrata wa asila. So every morning, every evening, you should sit down and glorify Allah. So this is why people that say you should do zikr morning and evening, it has a root, it has a place in the Quran. Those that say you shouldn't do it, let them say where Allah says you shouldn't remember Allah morning and evening. Let them bring where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi said you shouldn't sit down and remember Allah morning and evening. Not to say that the Prophet did not this. This way, the Prophet did it and they deny it, what do you do? Said Aisha said, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet used to remember Allah at all times, in all situations. We just morning and evening we said, they said no, the Prophet does not do it. The Prophet is this 24 hours is remembering Allah. And the two men of Allah are solely what to ask the Ruhu, what to Akiruhu, what to be Hubukata Wasina.
إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكس فإنما ينقص على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسنؤتيه أجرا عظيما.
إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم ومن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسنؤتيه أجرا عظيما. Allah is now telling us This surah, I said, it was revealed to the Prophet when he was returning from the Umrah of Hudaybiyah, that is Hudaybiyah, back to Medina. Allah is now telling discipline. The Prophet had to call on all of you to make mubayyah. Inna alladhina yubayyi'unaka. O Prophet, know this. Inna alladhina yubayyi'unaka. Those that made a pledge with you. Inna ma yubayyi'una Allah. Indeed, they were making pledge with Allah, not you. Yadullah fawqa aydihim. The hand of Allah is on their was. There is a hand on their own hand. Faman nakatha, whoever is short on his pledge, innama yanqusu ala nafsihi, he did that to shorten his own part. Faman awfa, but whoever fulfills his pledge, faman awfa, faman nakatha innama yanqusu ala nafsihi, faman awfa bima ahada alayhi Allah. But whoever fulfilled the promise that he promised Allah, fasanutihi ajran azima, indeed we shall give him a reward that is magnificent. Here, as we were telling you about what happened in the Battle of Hudaybiyah yesterday, after the Prophet Muhammad has refused to fight any war, Ikrima, the son of Abu Jahl, got about 200 people and they came to the edge of where they learned the Prophet is and tried to attack the army of the Prophet. Quickly, they were routed. They were routed by the army and brought to the Prophet. The Prophet said, look, I did not come to fight anyone. I came to pay my respect to Kaaba and perform Umrah. Go and tell your people. And they were released free. When they went, by the time they went, they told them that these people, they are prepared and they will die to the last person. Then the Prophet said, he still did not give up. Out of his wisdom, he said, Umar, come here. I want to send to Makkah to tell them that I did not come to fight. Let them see my that it's me that sent now. Not that they come, they go. It was at that time, Sayyidina Umar said, look, you know, in the whole of my clan, I don't have any supporter anymore. They take over our houses, they took over everything. The only person you can send today is Usman. That's Sayyidina Usman. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has all kinds of people in his community. This is why we have to be very careful. A community is not complete except every shade of person is in that community. When Allah creates, he makes sure all creations are different. That is to show the perfection of Allah. That any shade of color is in them. Any shade of character is in them. Any shade of, you know, anger is in them. Whatever kind of habit you want to see, Allah created in one person that he, his own will dominate the other people. If you look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he is the companion of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that his heart is closest to the heart of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His habit character is like that of the Prophet. If you were to open the heart of Abu Bakr, whatever he's thinking at that time, you find that that is what is already in the heart of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's Sayyidina Abu Bakr. That's why he's called a Siddiq. In the case of Sayyidina Umar, he is one that he stands firm. Whoever comes close to doing anything against the Prophet, he is willing to die for that cause. So nobody dares Sayyidina Umar. But Sayyidina Usman is a diplomat. Completely diplomat. He is with the Prophet last summer. If you like, you can be abusing the Prophet in front of him. He will not talk. He will just tell, it's not like that. You know, this man is not like that. Not that he supports you, but he will still deal with you with a decorum that is hard to see anywhere. Because of that, he has almost no quarrel with anybody. Enemies of the prophet, they are with him. The lovers of the prophet, they are with him. And he's still himself. And he's a trader. He trades everybody. The Prophet even permitted him, even you go to trade, wear silk so that people don't see you that you're not rich. So whenever he goes to trade, he goes as a rich man that he is. But others will find it difficult. But Sayyidina Usman, that's how Allah has given him the character. So he said, only Sayyidina Usman you can send today. So he said, Sayyidina Usman should come. But in the case of Sayyidina Ali, he's not just an ardent brother of the Prophet. When it comes to knowledge, no matter how deep it is, no matter how difficult it is to understand, Sayyidina Ali has it. Wake him up in sleep and ask him question. No matter how difficult the question is, without thinking, he'll give you answer, and the answer is correct. That's why the Prophet said, Allahumma idril hakma al Ali. Allah, wherever Ali goes, let the truth follow him. No, he's not the one following the truth, but wherever he goes, let the truth follow him. If he was to say anything, you find out that's the truth, that's all. So the Prophet called Sayyidina Usman. Sayyidina Usman came, said, go to Mecca. Tell Meccans, people have been coming. They even tried to fight a war. I am not here for any war. I came to perform Umrah. When Sayyidina Usman went, they waited. They did not see him return. Because from Hudaybiyah to Mecca is just one more lap of a journey, which is just half a day or a day. They did not, Sayyidina Usman did not return. They waited, they waited. Then Satan started spreading in the minds of people that Sayyidina Usman has been killed. Then the Prophet had Sayyidina Usman has been killed. He has been killed? He said, yes. If this is true, I will fight until the end of it. Then Sayyidina, the Prophet said, who will take a pledge with me that if Sayyidina Usman is killed, we are going to fight to the last? So he did his hand like this. All of them, the 1,400 or 1,500 came and they were pledging one by one, their hands on it, their hands on him, their hands on him, their hands on him. By the time they finished, the Prophet said, for Usman that is not here, this is my hand. He put his left hand on the right hand, on his right hand. So this pledge is for Usman. Allah said, Inna lezina yubayi unaka, those that make pledge to you. At that time, they were not making pledge to you, they were making pledge to Allah. Why? Because the Prophet, when you see him at that time, he was not existing again. He's 100% he has given it to Allah. All patience to make sure he doesn't fight, he has exhausted it. People came, and somebody came to attack you in the army. About 200 of them, you released them. Some of their big men came, they saw what they should see. Another one came, you returned them. And then now, you now sent. If all this is not enough for them, then this is not out of fear. Whatever happens, let it happen. That's why Allah said, since you have removed, you have done everything possible, you have removed yourself from the equation, I am now the one that is there. That's how a Muslim should be. When you hear that there's people that are saying fana, 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 that's the meaning of fana. You annihilate yourself completely. When you annihilate yourself, what remains? Kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika zil jalali wal ikram. When everything there annihilates, what will remain is Allah that remains. That's why I said, innama yubayuna. He didn't say, innahu yubayu. No, innama, indeed, what they were doing is making pledge with Allah. As if that is not enough, he said, yadullahi fawqa aydihim. The hand of Allah was on their hand. What hand? This is what Allah said, and you must believe it like that. Therefore, for man nakasafa innama yankusu ala nafsi, whoever fell short of his pledge, that is against him. Whoever fulfilled his covenant with Allah, fasanutihi ajran azima. In our recitation, is fasanutihi. Then we shall give to him ajran, a reward, azima, that is very great, a great reward. We shall give it to him.
سيقول لك المكلفون من الأعراب شغلتنا أموالنا وأهلنا فاستغفر لنا. يقولون بألسنتهم ما ليس في قلوبهم، قل فمن يملك لكم من الله شيئا إن أراد بكم ضرا أو أراد بكم نفعا، بل كان الله بما تعملون خبيرا.
سيقول لك المخلفين من الأعراب شغلتنا أموالنا وأهلنا فاستغفر لنا. يقولون بألسنتهم ما ليس في قلوبهم، قل فمن يملك لكم من الله شيئا إن أراد بكم ضرا أو أراد بكم نفعا، بل كان الله بما تعملون خبيرا. Allah has gotten to another phase of the what is information to the Prophet now. Allah is now telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam what is gaybu now, what is unknown to anybody before now. O Messenger of Allah, sayakulu laka, these people they shall tell you who, those that did not follow you. There are those, when the Prophet was going to go on this Umrah, he sent to all villages surrounding Medina. He told everybody, come and follow me. Most of the Arabs of those villages said, ah, follow the, this Prophet. Ah, this man has killed the big people in Mecca. The war of Badr, he killed so many. The war of Uhud, so many were killed. This, so, how can he say he's going there? They will kill all of them. So, most of them refused to go. From the surrounding villages, they refused to go. And some people in Medina too, they refuse to go. So Prophet, when you return to Medina, sayakulu laka, they are going to tell you, shagalatna amwaluna wa ahaluna fastakfir lana. O Messenger of Allah, you have returned. You returned well. Aye, congrats. We are prepared to follow you back. But you know, our trade, these are our boys. If we leave them alone, they will do something to our trade. And you know, we have a big trade. Wahaluna, you know, our family is very large. Shagalatna, these are the things that kept us busy. If not, I will have followed you, Abul Qasim. Fastaghfir lana, forgive us for not following you. Sayakul lakal mukhallafuna min al-arab, shagalatna amwaluna ahluna fastaghfir lana. Yakuluna bi alsnatihim ma laysa fi qulubihim. What they are saying to you now with their tongue is not what is in their mind. What's in their mind? They are, Allah will tell you what's in their mind now. Cool. You said about your trade, about your family. فَمَنْ يَمْلُكُ لَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Who is it that can withhold you from Allah? إِنْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ ضَرًّا. If he wishes that your trade, despite your standing there, or your family, he will put all of them to loss. Who can stand before Allah? أَوْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ نَفْعًا. Who can stand before Allah if you had gone and left your trade, that if Allah wants to protect it, can anybody make him not to protect it? Or your family, can anybody make Allah not to protect it? Look, Balkana Allah Mata Waluna Khabira. What you did, Allah is well aware of it and is informing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam now.
بَلْ زَنَنْتُمُ أَلَّنْ يَنْقَلِبَ الرَّسُولُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمُ أَبَدًا وَزُيِّنَ ذَلِكَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَذَنَنْتُمْ ذَنَّ السَّوْءِ وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا بُورًا.
بَلْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنْ لَنْ يَنْقَلِبَ الرَّسُولُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمُ أَبَدًا وَزُيِّنَ ذَلِكَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَظَنَنْتُمْ ظَنَّ السَّوْءِ وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا بُورًا. بَلْ it is that is not it. شَغَلَتْنَا أَمْوَالُنَا, that's not your reason. ظَنَنْتُمْ you are having a strong belief. أَلَّنْ يَنْقَلِبَ الرَّسُولُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ أَبَدًا, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will never return back to his family, and that the all those faithful servants of Allah that followed him will never return back to Medina. This was your thought. بَظَنَنْتُمْ أَلَّنْ يَنْقَلِبَ الرَّسُولُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ أَبَدًا وَظَنَنْتُمْ وَزُيِّنَ ذَلِكَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. In your heart, that is what you thought in your heart. O Prophet, tell them. Nobody knows, but they know. Wasanantum zanna sawi. This your thinking, This you believe in your mind. Zanna sawi is an evil thought. Since wakuntum qawman bura, you are already a people that is ruined. You are already a people that is ruined. These Bedouins, you are already ruined. If not, the Prophet is going for a war. You didn't stand up to help him if it's going to be a war. You did not imagine that he is going to come back. He has come back.
وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا
وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا Allah is therefore clear. Who are these people? You may call yourself a Muslim. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Whoever does not believe in Allah and the Prophet when they ask, and you don't believe in them. For sure, those that disbelieve are the kuffar. We have prepared for them. Sa'ir, hell, that is painful hell. So here, if you are a Muslim and a time come and you disbelieve in the Prophet because you feel what the Prophet says is too difficult, or you are thinking that, or like some people say, it's not modern, then know that at that time you are a kafir. Because the meaning of kufur is to disbelieve. Because there are people today that they will tell you, oh, this thing that you are talking about in Islam, it's not modern now. This is our time that we are in. How can they say, in this our time, somebody is marrying more than one wife? What is the problem? In this time that we are in, you're not supposed to look at the way it's not to be like it's supposed to be. Whatever the Prophet accepted at his time is the best thing in this life, and whatever the Prophet accepted in his life is the best culture, is the best manner, is the best behavior. Today people, women are naked, you're not talking about it. People are corrupt in the government, they are eating government money, you're not talking about it. What is your problem? The Almajiris. Why? Who asked them to have so many children? They already have had the children. Do you know the history behind it? What of several people that gave birth and they die? What happened to the children? What of several places there is war, like the countries that there are war today, that their parents are killed? They have become orphaned. Are they not indigent? Is their parents that are going to come back from the grave to go and look after them? We are not defending that it is good to be begging. No, this one we are not advocating for begging. We are advocating that children that are out saying La ilaha illallah and studying Fatiha are better than whoever is other than them, whoever the person may be. These rich men that are claiming that these people are nothing, how many of their children go to pray 5 times daily prayer? We don't know whether their father abandoned them or not. But we know these are human beings standing. We know today they say we are standing in the party of the Prophet ﷺ, not in another party. Have you talked about these thugs that are always in the cars, going about, they have no work to do, holding, taking wee-wee, taking all this nonsense that are following politicians about? Have you criticized them? You idiots. It is those that are reciting Quran that you have to come and criticize. Who are you? What we know, these are people are in the party of the Prophet ﷺ, and anybody in his party will defend them. Go and defend your own party. We see politicians being hovered around by a lot of people that have no work to do. They are doing no work. They go from one office to office because they are party members with their cards in hand to get contracts. Have you talked about them? Let us be very careful. The Prophet ﷺ, Allah has given him a community. In that community, there are shades of people, but all of them are in the party of the Prophet. They say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, they recite Fatiha, they recite the Quran. And anybody reciting Fatiha and reciting Quran is in our party. We accept him. Just like you accept idiots, you accept thugs, you accept even thieves, you accept people, what do you call this? Prostitutes. You accept them in your own gang. We accept the Almajiris. You don't want to protect them, then anybody who has got against the Almajiris, may Allah humiliate him in this world and hereafter. Whoever he is, who are you? You pack people, put them in trailer that they are not from this state. Are they not Nigerians? You are carrying them to that, wherever, dropping them on the street. And you claim that you are working for Nigeria. And you claim to be a Muslim. Go and find out your name is not among the party of the prophet. Let us be very careful. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا. That's why Allah brought out their name here. He didn't say فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ. أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ. You can't be a Muslim and you are not believing in anything that has to do with Islam. If you want to correct something in Islam, come and correct it inside Islam. You don't go outside the house to go correct your brother.
ولله ملك السماوات والأرض يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
ولله ملك السماوات والأرض يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Allah is telling you now, ولله ملك السماوات والأرض. The dominion of this world, the kingdom of this world is for Allah. Of the heaven is for Allah. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. يَكْفِرْ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. If you have committed any sin, as long as you are still with your life, go run fast and ask forgiveness from Allah. He forgives whoever he wishes to forgive. وَيُعَذِّبْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And he punishes whoever he wishes to punish. Allah has always been one that is forgiving, and he has always been one that has his special mercy stored for those that are seeking forgiveness. Allah said, "Yaqfir liman yashaa." Not that Allah, even if you are seeking forgiveness, Allah will say no, only those he wishes. No. If Allah does not want you to forgive you, he will not make you to be able to say, "I'm seeking forgiveness of Allah." Till today, Satan does not know that he has to go and seek forgiveness of Allah for what he did to Adam. Till today, he doesn't know it. So the first thing that Allah will, if Allah does not want to forgive you, he will make you to forget about seeking for his forgiveness. So those that Allah has made to remember to seek for forgiveness of Allah, morning and evening, leave them alone. Yeah. In the party of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The first thing, if Allah does not want you to be forgiven, is you don't even remember to ask Allah to forgive you. If Allah wants to punish you, you don't remember that you are a human being, you have shortcomings. You are only looking at the shortcomings of others. Prophet said, "Tuba liman shagalahu uyubuhu an yubin nas." This person is fortunate that his own shortcomings is so much disturbed with it that he does not see some people other shortcomings. You are in an examination hall writing your paper. When do you see that somebody else is wrong? When you have not finished answering your own question. These people that are talking of bid'ah, this one is bid'ah, this one is bid'ah. They don't know they have shortcomings. Before they know it, it is too late. So Allah is telling us here, the kingdom of the heaven, the kingdom of the earth, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ يَكْفِرْ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. He forgives whoever he wishes. وَيُعَذِّبْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And he punishes whoever he wishes to punish. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah, always, forever, he is the one that is forgiving. Forever, he is the one that stores his special mercy. You see, Rahim, come here now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rahman is the general mercy that he gives to everybody. Gives you air, gives you water, gives you life, gives you food, gives you sun, gives you the earth, gives you the animal. He gives to everybody, whether you believe or you don't believe. But the special mercy is kept for two kinds of people. One that excels, and the other one that has done something very bad, but rushes to Allah. Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. I did not know. The time I was doing this, I was an idiot. I was a stupid person. Forgive me. Kana Allahu ghafuran rahiman.
سيقول المكلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم لتأخذوها ذرونا نتبعكم. يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله قل لن تتبعونا كذلكم قال الله من قبل فسيقولون بل تحسدوننا بل كانوا لا يفقهون إلا قليلا.
سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم لتأخذوها ذرونا نتبعكم. يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله كلن تتبعونا كذلك قال الله من قبل. وسيقولون بل تحسدوننا بل كانوا لا يفقهون إلا قليلا. These people, these Arabs, these people that they said they are Muslims, that you asked them to follow you and they did not follow you to this Umrah that you are held in Hudaybiyah. سيقول المخلفون من الأعراب. They are the ones that stayed behind. المخلفون من الأعراب. These Bedouins that stayed behind. سيقول. They will be saying. سيقول المخلفون من الأعراب. سيقول المخلفون من الأعراب. سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم. When this fool. المخلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم لتأخذوها. When you now set up to go and take the booty Allah has stored for you somewhere. When is this booty? We'll explain it soon. سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم لتأخذوها. ذرونا نتبعكم. Allow us to follow you. يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله. Do you know what they are doing? Oh Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They want to change the statement of Allah. Tell them, كُلْ لَنْ تَتَبِعُونَا, you will not follow us. لَنْ تَتَبِعُونَا, كَذَلِكُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Because Allah has already said so before this day that you will not follow us. فَلْتَحَسُدُونَنَا, no, it's not so. It's not, again, they don't believe. No, you people, you are envy, you are jealous of us, you are envying us, it's hasad that is on it. What's wrong with this? وَلْكَانُ لَا فَقَانُوا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They don't understand. Except little. What is this? After this Hudaybiyah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returns. The evidence of this imminent victory will start appearing. Like we said of Abu Jandal, that now had a station. Those that are with the Prophet, if they go back to Mecca, Muslims are not interested in him because he's a munafiq. Not even a munafiq, it's somebody who has a make rida. If you make rida, your heart is not with Islam. Do Muslims require you? No. So everybody started seeing people entering Islam. People entering Islam. So then the next expedition now is going to be Haybar. Haybar is an oasis having a lot of fruits, a lot of wealth, where there are Jews that did something wrong, and the Prophet is going to go to Haybar, and Allah will give him the whole of Haybar. And if he gets the whole of Haybar, everybody knows that with the way the Prophet is strong now, and with the way the Jews have behaved, if he goes to Haybar, he's going to take over Haybar, and all the booties there belongs to him. That's why now, سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم. أي مخلفون من الأعراب. These people that did not go with you, that stayed back, they know you are going to Haybar now. No, they now say, oh, let us follow you. Why did they not follow before? Allah has told the Prophet, all those that did not follow you to Hudaybiyah should not follow you in any of this war again. What are they trying to do? You read now, you body local. Allah said, do they want to change what Allah has stated that, oh Prophet, don't allow them to follow you in any war except those that were with you in Hudaybiyah. Tell them, كُلَّنْ تَتَبِعُونَا, you are not going to follow us. They will say, no, بَلْتَحَسْدُونَنَا. No, you are trying to be jealous of us that we too will get something out of it. What is wrong with them? فَالْكَانُوا لَا يَفْقَهُونَا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They don't understand that Allah has seen their heart, Allah has seen their treachery plans, and Allah doesn't want them again. Without them now, victory will continue. Oh Allah, if you are going on this expedition of Haybar, go with this 1,400 or 500 people. All those that said, Shagalatna Amwalna Ahluna, allow them to stay at home. Don't go with them. If there is any booty, they don't have any share of it.
قل للمكلفين من الأعراب ستدعون إلى قوم أولي بأس شديد تقاتلونهم أو يسلمون فإن تطيعوا يؤتكم الله أجرا حسنا وإن تتولوا كما توليتم من قبل يعذبكم عذابا أليما.
قل للمخلفين من الأعراب ستدعون إلى قوم أولي بأس شديد تقاتلونهم أو يسلمون وإن تطيعوا يؤتكم الله أجرا حسنا وإن تتولوا كما توليتم من قبل يعذبكم عذابا أليما. Prophet, this is what you will tell them. قل للمخلفين من الأعراب. Tell those that stayed behind that did not follow you to Hudaybiyah, that doesn't mean they will not follow you. Also tell them this. Satud'una ila qawmin. After this, a day is going to come that Allah is going to, that you shall be requested to go and fight. Uli basin people, uli basin shadidin, a nation that is very strong in army, that you will be asked to go and face the trial of fighting them, to qatluhum aw yuslimu. You continue to fight them until they Islamize, you will not give up, you will not return. If that day you are called for NDTU, yu'tikumullahu ajran hasana, then Allah that day will give you rewards, very handsome rewards. When tatawallaw, but if on that day you are called and you reject and you turn back, kama tawallaytum min qabl, like it before you turn back, then you have known your fate now. When tatawallaw kama tawallaytum min qabl, yu'adhibukum azaban alima. You have known your fate now. Your fate is that Allah will give you a punishment, very painful punishment. So here, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this fight that everybody is sure that you are likely to get ganima, they don't follow you. Tell them there is another fight that is going to come. This one, they will be called to come. And the people they are going to fight are people that are heavily armed. And at that time, Allah will watch out. They are supposed to go there and fight until those fools they Islamize. People say this is the battle of Muslimat al-Kazzab. The time that Muslima came and he said he's a prophet, and he told the prophet an expedition will be sent. Muslima has already had an army, very strong army, and they are supposed to. This war is now between people that claim that they are Muslims. They have another prophet. They believe in the prophethood of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but they said they have another prophet. That they should divide the land, like we explained that day. This Muslim al-Kazab, this expedition, they did not, the war did not end until the Sayyidina Abu Bakr was the one that finally sent, and the war was fought. So the people that refused to fight at that time were called, like it is told them now. So those of them that obey, then Allah said, you get your handsome reward. Those that refuse, then you know that Allah is going to give you a painful punishment. So that's what Allah is saying here. There are two messages to those that refuse to follow the Prophet of Hudaybiyah. One, the campaign of Khaybara, you are not following the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Two, after that, there is another campaign that is coming. That war is not a war of joke. Just like you saw the one of Hudaybiyah was not of joke, and you think the Prophet will not return, you too go now. Then that will prove that you have indeed sought forgiveness of Allah. That's why all of us, let us be very careful. Satan is always there to deceive us. Before you go against anything, sit down and understand the issues very well. And you can't understand the issue if you are not part of the system. So go to people that are part of the system that know it. First, alu ahla zikri in kuntum la ta'lamun. Anything that has to do with Islam, go and find out the traditional scholars. Today, all of you are traditional students. All of you here, you are traditional students. You went to primary school. You went to secondary school. You did your WAEC. You did JAMB. You got admission. You came to the university. You did years. You became engineers. You became pharmacists. You became medical doctors. Somebody who has never passed through all these rudiments is just somewhere, and he will tell you that he will take decision on medicine or engineering. Will you agree? How can they ever know engineering the way you know it? It's the same thing, all these people criticizing anything to do with Islam or Al-Majlis system. They should go to the traditional scholars that from the youth, this is what they say is their duty. This is what they learned. Anybody you see who is standing for Islam, ask him, who is your teacher? How long did you stay with your teacher? What and what did he teach you? Somebody who he has never been in front of a teacher, even for 1 year. How can he compare himself that people that stayed with their teachers for 40 years, 30 years before finally they became wind and they are now talking on behalf of their teacher? Trace their teacher, it goes back to the prophet. You too, let us train your own teachers too. It will go back to the Western education scholars, to Aristotle and to Archimedes. This is it. Primary school, you spend 6 years. Secondary school, you spend another 6 years, 12 years. University, you spend 4 years, 16 years. Some spend 5 years, 17 years. Some spend another 6 years, 18 years. Then they say, no, it's not enough. Go and be a houseman. Go and be a people engineer. Nobody will leave you to do the work. You are going for training first. You went for training, maybe you spent another 2 years in training. Or you have your master's. Finally, you have spent about 20 years before they now say, okay, you are on your own. Somebody has never been with you in this line. Just because he's a politician now, he's powerful, he's in government. He said, no, why are engineers doing this? They don't need Corinne. No, they don't need this. No, engineers don't need this. He did not go to primary school. He did not go to secondary school. He's not an engineer. He just had the opportunity that he's a politician and he's powerful. Will you listen to him? People expect us to listen to politicians talking about Islam, who suddenly jump up today that they are ulama because they are reading textbooks. No matter how much how many advisors that politician has, he is not an engineer if he did not go to the rudimentary. When Tatawallahu kabata wa laytu min qabl, yu'adhibukum azaban alima. All this is a door that Allah is opening for those that have problem with Islam. Let them go back. Repent. Stay in Islam. Do work for Islam until Allah will forgive them. Are we okay? Are we okay?
ليس على الحمي هرج ولا على الهرج هرج ولا على المريد هرج ومن يطع الله ورسوله ندخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومن يتولى نعذبه عذابا أليما.
ليس على الأعمي هرج ولا على الأعرج هرج ولا على المريض هرج من يطع الله ورسوله ندخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومن يتولى نعذبه عذابا أليما. Allah is reiterating his point. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went, is it all of them that stayed behind that Allah is talking about? No. There are people that in truth they have good reasons. Allah the himself is absorbing those people now. Laysa alal a'ami kharaj. The blind ones that could not follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on this expedition, laysa alayhim kharaj. There is no fault on them. Allah said there is no fault on them. Wala alal a'raj haraj. Those that are leaping, lame ones that cannot walk, maybe one leg is bad or one leg has shrinked, they cannot walk except by limping. This is what Allah said, there is no blame on you. Wala alal marid haraj. Those that were sick could not even stand up at all. Allah knows all of you. There is no blame on you. ليس على العامي حرج ولا على الأعرج حرج ولا على المريض حرج ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله الجنه تجري من تحتها الانهار. Those that obey Allah and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah said he will enter them into paradise, where this river that I tell you that is always wherever you are in paradise will be flowing underneath them. ومن يتولى يعذبه عذابا أليما. Like I've said before, whoever of you turn back after hearing this, Allah will punish them. There is al-ala al-ame haraj. There were those like Abdullah ibn Maktoum that were blind at the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the Prophet is going to war, he said, "Oh Prophet, I have to go with you." Sometimes Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "No, you can't. I'll make you to be the Khalifa over for me in Medina. Stay, you are the one in charge of Medina until I come back." Sometimes Abdullah said, "Look, oh Prophet, I have to go." "You can't see." "And so what? Then what am I afraid of? Since I will not see the enemy, I'll just be hitting whatever I can hit. Take me and put me inside them. I'm not afraid. It's somebody that is seen that's afraid. I'll just be swinging whatever I hit. Wala alal araj haraj. There's one sahaba that was always limping. He cannot walk. Warfare, when you go, sometimes you have to rush. Sometimes you have to move. Sometimes you have to fight. He said, because of my limping, the worst that can happen is that I get killed. And Prophet, he said, if I get killed, I become a shaheed. Is that not so? Allow me to go. He went. He was killed. He became a shaheed. Even though Allah gave them, say they are blameless, some of them still stood up. They want to go for war. There are some that are sick. They are crying, weeping. Sickness does not allow me. There's one of our professors here. He became sick. He cannot pray again, standing and sitting down. We went to visit him. He was so worried that he cannot stand up to pray, that he's sitting down to pray. Then I told him, I said, "Allah is aware. So what's your problem?" He said, "No, he just wants to be able to stand up to pray." I said, "That's why Allah gave you strength. When Allah gave you strength, you are not missing Salah. You are not missing Jami'i. You are always coming to Tafsir. At that time, do you think you are the one doing it? No, it's Allah. Allah is showing you now that if it was you, do it now." So there are people that when they have strength, they did not use it. It's when they have lost their strength, they say, "If I have strength now, I'll do it." When you have strength, did you do it? Somebody is in a position, he's receiving fat allowances. At that time, he did not give sadaqah. He did not assist people. He did not assist the cause of Allah. When he has lost the position, "Kai, look at when next I have position. Allah has already given you lost it. Finish. That's all." If tomorrow they have position, they will go back to what they used to be. Don't be like that. Because very few times Allah give you a second opportunity. That's, but Allah is telling these people here, he has given them another opportunity. You will be called again. If you are called, it's a second opportunity. Don't still go back doing what you did before. But there are people that are blameless. Laysa alal aami kharaj, wala alal araj kharaj, wala alal marid kharaj. But at all times, all of us, let us try to obey Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man yuti Allah wa rasulah, so may Allah make us to be able to obey Allah at all times in all situations.
As I said in my previous communication, at the beginning of the fasting, we intend to feed 100 people because we don't have enough funds, we scale down the number to 50. To feed these 50 people to the end of the Ramadan, we need 530,000. So far, we have been able to realize 356,022 naira 12 kobo, leaving 174,000 naira that we need now if we have to feed these people to the end of the month. So we are appealing to the generous request from the general public to have this amount so that we'll be able to feed till the end of the month. You can reach us through either by physical cash or through the money transfer via account number 06163-4672@GTB. No amount is too small, neither big for this cause. Crown color. Somebody wants to do targeted.
You are hearing what he's saying. all of you, you buy recharge cards of 500 naira, 1000. Deny yourself recharge card for the next 5 days. Send 1000. If 100 people send 1000, it has gone far. Don't always say this money is small. If people that are listening to this are up to 100 and they send 1000, if they are up to 200, they said 1000. If they are up to 300, they said 1000. You have got 300,000. We poor people, sometimes we are the problem for ourselves. Let's come together with the little we have to uplift those that are in need. So everybody should try. There are people that they said they want takdeed. I make takdeed for you in whatever we see you of lazim and wazifa and zikr al-jum'ah with the permission of Maulana Sheikh Tahir Bouchi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah accept it. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah forgive us all our sins. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala strengthen Islam. May He put the nation of Islam above all other nations. All those fighting the nation of Islam, may Allah humiliate them. All those that are spreading wrong knowledge in Islam, may Allah weaken them. May Allah strengthen those that are on the followership of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those that are ardent followers of the Sunnah of the Prophet, may Allah strengthen them. May Allah strengthen this Islam with the truth. May Allah take away falsehood away from it. Those of us that are sick, may Allah grant us health. Those that are looking for children they don't have, may Allah grant them children. Those that are looking for wealth they don't have, may Allah grant them wealth. Those that are looking for husband they don't have, may Allah grant them husband. Those that are looking for wives they don't have, may Allah give them the wherewithal to get married. Our leaders, may Allah guide them aright. May Allah show them the correct picture of things. Those that are trying to bring problem to Nigeria, may Allah destroy them for us. We are asking Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, to grant us the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we see the Prophet in this world and hereafter. May Allah make us to understand the Quran and be among those that read the Quran the way it should be recited. We are asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to reward our teachers for us, to reward all those that taught our teachers, and may Allah reward our Prophet, reward that such that nobody has ever been rewarded with such reward in this world. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward the companions. May Allah make us to leave this world with the statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما اغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره في الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين